Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Radio.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Officially, Marcus Washington, the Texas transfer, has announced via his Twitter page that he is committed to Nebraska. So that is, we'll go back through this again today. That is now the 15th transfer. 15th transfer that Nebraska has taken. That is a lot. Marcus Washington last year at Texas, played in 7 games, had 18 catches for 277 yards and 2 touchdowns, and had some limited time his freshman and sophomore year. He is notoriously from St. Louis, which Nebraska's kind of been trying to jump into for a long time, so maybe they can accomplish more there. I think that narrative to a certain extent is a little bit overdone. We'll get into all the Marcus Washington stuff a little bit later on the show, but more pressing matters because Josh has the odd news.
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
Sorry, didn't mean to lull you to sleep there with my analysis.
No, not at all. We will get into it, and it will be great.
We will, and it will.
We begin with a city council member.
Oh, great.
Who has had to resign. Big scandal.
Sure.
He's been accused of being the graffiti artist Banksy.
He's been accused of being Banksy?
Yes.
And he got arrested?
He has had to resign. The pressure has been weighing on him heavily, and he resigned.
Resigned.
In disgrace, I imagine. He said that he is unable to do his job due to ongoing allegations that he is the artist Banksy. William Gannon of, and I'm going to read this, but it's not going to mean anything to you or me. William Gannon of Pembroke Docks, Bufferland Ward.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we've all been there. Stepping down immediately due to the allegations that he is secretly living a double life as cult artist Banksy. He said the allegation is undermining his ability to work on the council. In a statement released Monday, Gannon said, "As you may be aware, an allegation has been repeatedly made that I am not who I say I am, but that I am the artist Banksy. The allegation is undermining my ability to do the work of city council and represent you properly. I do not want this allegation to undermine the reputation of Pembroke Docktown Council. Therefore, I have decided to step down as both city council member and council rep to the port. With immediate effect. Thank you all for your support that you have given me in the past."
Really honorable.
Didn't have a denial in there either. There's no, these allegations are obviously false.
I mean,
but
has there ever been even a theory on who Banksy is?
Not that I've seen. But again, I have not dug deep into this.
I'm sure there are some Reddit threads dedicated to this.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how it came up that this guy could be Banksy. It's also very weird that nobody has ever, like, as far as I know, now, like you said, I'm not totally into that world.
Plugged in that way.
Yeah, don't know exactly what's going on with Banksy. But as far, like, this is how I understand Banksy. He goes in basically the middle of the night, or when at times when people can't see him, and either graffitis or creates some sort of art form and nobody has ever seen him before. Therefore, he's not identifiable, and he just goes by a nickname, Banksy, or maybe that is his real name, whatever. And nobody seems to nobody has ever seen him.
He's not doing interviews about his new pieces.
Nope. But I just find it weird that nobody has ever seen it. Like, you would think that he would have to be working with someone at some point.
There's got to be a little bit of coordination.
He or
right?
she. Yeah.
He's got to tell people, hey, I'm going to be here on Friday.
With that being
clear
said,
out.
With that being said, I doubt it's this guy.
I think that's a pretty safe assumption. Okay. I feel safe going with that gut instinct. We come back home to Idaho, where a man has broken the Guinness World Record by running a half marathon while wearing 111 t-shirts.
Awesome.
David Rush, who has broken hundreds of world records to promote STEM education, said it took about 25 minutes for his support team to dress him in 111 shirts before Saturday's famous Idaho Potato Marathon. Rush completed the half marathon with a time of 2 hours, 47 minutes, and 55 seconds, coming in under the 3-hour time limit set by the Guinness World Records team. Rush's run broke the record for most t-shirts worn during a half marathon. The previous record was 82, so he blew this out of the water.
Well, that also tells you that the previous guy broke the record. Is like, this is a record that people are attempting to break with some sort of regularity, because originally the record was one, right? And then somebody decided, you know what? I'm going to make this untouchable. I'm going to wear 12 t-shirts and do a marathon. And then somebody said, hey, you know what? I'm going to wear 37 t-shirts and run a marathon. And nobody's going to ever break that record.
I definitely could see me and my friends thumbing through the Guinness Book of World Records at a bar somewhere going, that one.
Well, there
I can break that one.
Exactly. That's always the question. There are so many records, and they're all so stupid. Which one do you feel like you could break? I could tell you that as long as it's not timed, I don't have to run the marathon in a certain amount of time. You know.
You're no quitter.
It's more about the physical nature of putting 111 shirts on. And I don't understand how that happens.
40 pounds of extra weight from the t-shirts.
Yeah.
My arms lost circulation, and after a couple hours, my hands swelled to what felt like twice their normal size.
Jeez.
I couldn't touch my thumb to my hand after a certain point. Feels mildly unsafe when you're running a marathon like that.
But guess what? He's got a record.
You did it, bud.
Congratulations. Now he's famous, and he gets talked about for 3 minutes on Odd News.
Mm-hmm. We're going to hop back across the pond.
Perfect.
There is some British terminology in this, so if it comes out, I apologize. A McDonald's customer sparked a 2-hour standoff after blocking a drive-thru amid an Egg McMuffin controversy.
Uh-oh. Is this a more of a controversy or less of a controversy than the Balloon Gate?
I'm going to say less. I'm going to bet like he didn't get it or something. Balloon Gate is it's the defining story of our times,
it's
Connor.
On TMZ.
55-year-old Stuart Yates refused to move his vehicle from the drive-thru window after he said staff asked him to wait in the car for his two double sausage and egg McMuffins at a McDonald's in Lancashire.
Oh, now, hold on. You could do double sausage on an egg McMuffin?
In the UK, it appears you can.
I didn't even consider that.
Mm-hmm. The standoff ended 2 hours later after police were called to the scene. Yates claimed he had complained on a previous visit to the drive-thru, being asked to wait 15 minutes for his food in a parked car. He said on this occasion, he refused to wait. Yates added he was offered a refund by staff, but wanted it put back on his credit card. He claimed an employee threw his money at the car roof and warned him to leave, or she would call the police. After threatening to stay there, and then in quotes it says, all week.
I'll stay here all week.
He blocked the drive-thru for 2 hours until police arrived. Yates said, I said I'm not moving. I'm well within my rights asking for a refund to be put back on my card. They eventually gave me a refund and tried passing me a long letter they had typed out, but I refused to accept it.
I just don't get how people get so triggered.
I hadn't sworn. I hadn't done anything threatening. I had not broken any laws.
I have never been this mad.
You're not going to do a show of protest?
No, Josh, like, I've never been this mad in my life. As mad as this guy got over his Egg McMuffin. So, understandably, I could not even fathom being this mad about an Egg McMuffin.
You know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, Connor.
I've been wronged in the fast food line before. There's no doubt about that. I've gotten the wrong order. I've gotten shorted. I've gotten too much. Like, whatever, you know, I've gotten the wrong order. I've paid too much. You know, what? All of it. Small fry instead of a large fry. Coke instead of a Diet Coke. But guess what? I get mildly frustrated in the moment. It might escalate to the point of I'm gone already, and I yell, "Damn it!" in my car. And then it's at that point I have to decide if I'm going to go back and take the time to tell them that they were wrong and give me the new product, or I'm just going to eat it and walk away. And the answer 95% of the time is eat it. And walk away.
I'm just going to go home.
I'm just going to go home. And I'm going to forget about this. The frustration will not linger for more than 30 more seconds. Or until I finish said meal.
Yeah, generally you eat
the
food
and it's over. Never in a
million
years. Never in a million years would I think of basically holding the entire McDonald's hostage.
They did not stop serving people. They worked around him, basically.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
So he wasn't able to successfully block the line.
It doesn't appear so. I don't know. You just park right out at that window and you got him, right?
It's not a very good protest.
It's not. And that had to make him more mad, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, you're just going to work around me? Yeah. Oh, okay.
At that point, he's dug in.
I'll be here all week.
He's principled. People, man. I'll never understand it.
Nope.
Thank you, Josh. That is the odd news. In the noon hour, let's call it here in about 15 or 20 minutes, we'll have day two of the Wheel of Meat.
Oh, Wheel of Meat is back.
We will be giving away a grill today, or is it griddle day? Did we do a griddle yesterday?
We did a griddle yesterday. You know what? What the hell? Let's do a grill today.
Grill day, grill day, grill day. But it's raining outside.
So
griddle's an indoor thing. Grill's an outdoor thing. All right.
You don't care. You'll grill in the rain.
You have to use it today. So at some point in the next hour, we'll be doing that. We'll be spinning the Wheel of Meat, and people will be very excited to play the game as they were yesterday.
Connor, I missed the show yesterday. What's the Wheel of Meat?
The Wheel of Meat is where we ask you a question regarding meat, a trivia question regarding meat. And if you answer it correctly, you'll win a grill or a griddle. Today it's a grill. It's really that simple. But you call the show, you get really enthusiastic about spinning the Wheel of Meat, preferably. And then we roll on. So that's coming at some point in the next hour. But still plenty to get to. Tom Chattel, Robin Washut in the 1 o'clock hour. By the way, Nebraska basketball, speaking of Robin, Nebraska basketball has officially announced the departure of Latin Mayan, who they officially announced it because he's played his first professional game. He basically left. He went to Australia and turned pro, so he is no longer eligible to play at Nebraska. The Trey McGowan's one is still hanging out there, but as Robin told us last week, he ain't coming back either. So Nebraska is basically dead even. On scholarships right now, they announced their three newcomers officially as well. The guy from Alabama who thinks he's better than everybody, Gary, Sam Griesel, and Bandumel, the SMU transfer. So a little going on with Nebraska basketball today, just housekeeping-wise. But we'll come back. More up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.